morning, good evening, and good night. Wherever you are in the world today, my name is Carol Martindale. I'm the editor-in-chief here at The Nation, and we are on point. Today bring you great news, or news I regard definitely as great. There is a tourism reboot. I had a conversation with Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley over the weekend. It was the cover story in the last Sunday Sun. And the controversial slogan, Little Island, Big Barbados, that has been scrapped. And it deserved to be scrapped. It was a slogan, as I said, that was devoid of anything unique to Barbados. It said nothing about our culture, our country, or our people. So I was happy to hear the Prime Minister in the interview with the Sunday Sun say that that slogan that so many people have renounced and said was not working as a brand driver for Barbados, it was recently launched, that slogan would definitely be dropped. And instead, a tourism reboot is underway with a panel, 18 members, we'll get back to that, who will come up with a new brand slogan. And that panel, it includes people across the industry, a number of stakeholders, and I can call some names for you. Sir Hilary Beckles, the Most Honorable Anthony Gabby Carter, Gail Talma, a hotelier, Renee Coppin, Mark Kent, RPB, Stetson Wiltshire, Rory Fenty, I believe that's the brother of superstar Rihanna Fenty, Dylan Atkinson, Crystal Griffith, Abraham Norville, Tyrone Bess, Josea Brown, Aisha Comichon, Anthony Waldron, Dean Straker, Carol Roberts, Andrea Franklin, and Wayne Cummins. I believe when I spoke to the Prime Minister, she said there would be one more person on that panel. That panel is tasked with coming up with an initiative that speaks to Barbados. It was, according to the Prime Minister, it was a proposal from Minister of Tourism, Lisa Cummins, who recognized and clearly listened to the feedback that was coming from the public and recognized that as a country and during a time when we need to be telling our own story to tourists to get them to come to Barbados. That new push was endorsed by the Prime Minister herself and the Cabinet. And I want to say that it was refreshing to hear the Prime Minister say that as Prime Minister, the buck does indeed stop with her as Prime Minister. She has been Prime Minister for the last 3 years. She recognizes that she more or less has to answer for what happens across government, across different sectors. So it was good to hear the Prime Minister take control of this issue, have her team go back to the drawing board. What we tend to talk about is wheel and come again. Come with something that's new, refreshing, something that's Barbadian, something that should never have been launched in the first place. So we are happy that this new panel is in place and will come up with a new slogan. For me, better late than never. For me, it makes more sense before it gets too entrenched in our society to wheel and come again. We can do better. I want to read a comment that the Prime Minister made. It was not shared in the Sunday Sun story only because of space limitation. But in my interview with the Prime Minister, she made the point that this new campaign, it must include some of our Barbadian icons who are recognized internationally, as well as the average Barbadian whose charm and hospitality has always been real and enduring. Hence why we have the highest repeat visitors for decades. She also went on to say, what is clear is that tourism in a post-pandemic world is going to look and feel different. we understand that what we represent to the world has truly to reflect who we are. Let us come up with an understanding of how we position this country and its tourism product, as is the case with any other country in the world that is tourism dependent, as it is absolutely critical as they rebuild in this pandemic. I.e., don't only look at the sun, sea, and sand. Everybody, every other country has the sun, sea, and sand. Let's find those things that are unique, particularly unique to Barbados. Its culture, the people, the country. Let's find those things that truly embody Barbados, what it means to be in Barbados. And with that message, I believe we can do better with our product, particularly at this time, and also invite more people into our country. So that's a good point where I believe we can end the issue of tourism. I want to turn very, very briefly to something that recently developed an issue. We have heard in the last 2 days of artists who have made a video, 16 minutes, 5 seconds, I believe, looking at the issue of gun violence. Needless to say, I'm very disappointed. I saw people like Lil Rick on it, Peter Ram, Mole, Lead Pipe, some other artists that I'm not familiar with. But needless to say, it was a disgrace. It's a disgrace at this time when this country is fighting violence, trying to have a message and send a message to people to put down the guns. Stop the fighting, that a song like this can come out. Many people have already weighed in on it. We had the Minister of Home Affairs, Mr. Wilfred Abrams, coming out today very strongly and saying, cut it out. That was a nation headline. Cut it out. I also, just before I made this podcast, heard the Prime Minister in very, very strong words saying it has to stop, take down the video. It does nothing for our country at this time. Today, there was a shooting in St. John. We have also seen all the reports, feel the hurt of the family of the police officer who went out to help a neighbor. We've heard the hurt and seen it. We feel it. We cannot have people promoting crime in this country, and not people who are influencers who are across social media, who are invited to schools, invited on political platforms, who the private sector also use to promote products and services. Some have also been brand ambassadors, putting out these kind of lyrics to young people who are easily influenced, but also young people who look up to a lot of the entertainers. They have a following. They have a responsibility to do better and to do right by these young people. It is wrong. I've realized that Peter Ram has already apologized, and he should have. I also understand that Mole has apologized. He should have too. I wait to see if the others will apologize. Lil Rick is somebody who has a lot of following. Big following. Huge following in this country. He is somebody who a lot of people look up to and admire as well. I wait to see if Lil Rick will apologize. But I'm not being an eye servant to see who's apologizing. I know it's wrong. I know the video should come down. I know this is not what we need in this country at this time. This is when we need people to come together. We have seen how gun violence and crime has destroyed other countries. We've seen evidence of it here in Barbados. We cannot afford to go down this road. And I want to appeal to everybody involved in that video. Do the right thing. Do the right thing for our country. Take down the video. We can do better. We are better than this. I love Barbados. We can do better. This is Carol Martindale, and we have been on point.